Hello?
Hi, this is Nina at XPO Logistics, Best Buy Service Provider. Is this Mr. Wilson, Michael Wilson?
Yes, this is Michael Wilson.
Sir, I'm calling to confirm what happened on the service call today. The technician said during pre-call, he left a voice message of advising his arrival. And then upon arrival, he said you can decline the service call.
Yes, we didn't place a service call. Did someone place a service call? I mean, we had the appliance was delivered earlier this week on Tuesday, and the guy set it up. I didn't place a he said I placed a service call, and since I didn't do that, also we didn't recognize I haven't had a chance to check my voicemail, but I didn't recognize the area code that the call was coming from. It was a 331 something, but it wasn't 312 or 773. Ma'am, are you still there?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. He called from his personal phone. They were en route to you for a service call.
Okay.
But you said that that was the technician.
Yeah, I didn't place a service call. Did someone place a service call for us?
I'm looking at your account because it's a service call on the order created for today. So your appliance is, let's see, what appliance is it? This
okay,
looks like
two appliances that were delivered.
Dishwasher
and a dishwasher.
Okay, and everything, the water line was installed, the dishwasher
yeah.
was installed, and everything is running fine.
Yeah. I mean,
ma'am, excuse me, I hate to interrupt. Now, yesterday we did see something with the refrigerator, but we didn't make a call or anything. We just noticed that last night. The top of the refrigerator seemed, you know, the part up top, Mike, where it's, seem like it's not going all the way down.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
okay.
We didn't place a service call. That was around 10 o'clock last night, so it would have been too late for us to place a service call.
Okay, but I would have used him today for that because he said it was a service call to check your installs.
You know,
and
what?
That's,
my husband probably didn't even think about it because we hadn't been that long gotten up, you know. And
so you still want him to come out?
Mike, do you mind if he come back out and
yeah,
we can show
I mean,
it to him? Yeah,
yeah
so
sure.
Okay, but the only thing about that, I'm not sure. I mean, now I have to ask him.
Okay,
if
he can't come back today, we understand.
Yeah, if he can come next week sometime, you know, you all set up a date for us and call us back and let us know the date, you know.
And you said, what is wrong with the refrigerator?
Mike, you might be able to explain it better. It's a piece up top. It's not going all the way down on the right-hand side of the refrigerator, that door. It's all the way down, but I noticed on the left-hand side, it's not fitting all the way down. You remember last night, Mike, when you,
yeah,
the three of us, yeah, my daughter included, we saw it, you know, and we know.
Okay, are you talking about the rubber, the insulation, the rubber part of it?
No, there's a strip that fits over the corners of the, it's on the, at the very top of the refrigerator.
Because we noticed, too, that there's a bell, like a little bell sound that, a beep sound that keep going off, you know. Is supposed to be like that?
Oh, my goodness. That means that the refrigerator is open. That beep, if it's open too long, the beeping sound will go off.
Yeah, we noticed that, but even when it's closed, it goes off, and that's why I was wondering with that piece up top that's not fitted all the way on, that if that could be the reason why that beeping sound keep going off.
Now, you said the strip that fits across the top of the fridge.
Yeah, it's on the left-hand side. It's not all the way down. It's not fitting all the way down. On the right-hand side, it is down, but on the left hand side of the refrigerator, it's not flush. It's not down, sitting all the way down. Because it seemed like that left side, the door, to me, it seemed like it's not closed all the way in like it is on the right-hand side. And I was wondering if that could be the reason why, you know.
You said the beeping sound.
There's a cover. There's a cover panel. Hold on for a second. I'm going to put the phone down while I take a look at this.
Yeah, because I'm upstairs in the bedroom. He's downstairs, so he can. But it's like a strip, a piece that goes on across, that's going horizontal, I guess you would say.
Okay. Now, what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to hang up with you and get back with the technician, see could he come out. Then I'll just call y'all back.
There's a cover that sits on top of the refrigerator that covers the swing arms of the doors. I hadn't really paid much attention since my wife pointed it out.
Yeah, because I just told you late last night, so we were getting ready to go to bed at the time.
Okay. I would have to hang up with you all, and then I'll have to give you a call back. Let him know what you just told me.
Okay.
Yeah. The only other thing I can think of, and I'm not sure yet, sometimes the ice maker works and sometimes it doesn't. I just assumed that it would take time for it to fill up. But it's been installed since, I think, Tuesday of
Well, why don't we just have someone to come back out and look at it, and then he can tell us what's wrong with it. You know, if something's wrong with the ice maker, if that strip across there, if it should be all the way down, you know. Yeah, so if you could get in contact with the technician, you know, and even if it's not today, you know, it's soon, you know, sometime early next week.
Okay. Not a problem. I would do that. Is there anything else I can help you out with today?
No.
Like I said, we were a little startled because I didn't place a service call. And, you know, unfortunately, you got a lot of people that, you know, kind of scam their way when they come up to your house or call sometime. Plus, the other thing, when he called, we didn't recognize the area code, in fact, when you called.
Yeah, because when I saw 331, because I told my husband, I said, well, I know 314, that's Missouri, St. Louis, Missouri, and 334, that's Alabama, Montgomery, Alabama. I know those two area codes with my relatives, but I didn't, know of 311. You know, a lot of times we get these calls from people, you know.
Okay, well, my suggestion now is to answer the phone each time the phone rings because you don't know how we're calling.
Yeah,
but, okay, we'll do that. But a lot of times when we do that, these are telemarketing people, and you can't get them off of the phone, you know.
Tell you what, ma'am, I'll answer the phone.
Yeah, but if we're
there.
Expecting you all or something, we will pick up. If it's a 311, we'll pick up. Okay,
yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thank you all. This is Nina at XPO. Enjoy your weekend.
Nina?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.